Delegates in Madrid drew up guidelines for environmentally sound trading principles for this putative market. What they did not make clear was how all this would connect with what Kyoto had already achieved. The Kyoto version of carbon markets, the Clean Development Mechanism, or CDM, let rich countries buy carbon credits from poor countries for carbon-capturing projects that offset their emissions at home. Thousands of CDM projects were duly registered, but unknown numbers of credits were left unclaimed after their value crashed in 2012 because demand dried up as a result of rule changes within the EU. Some of the main participants in the CDM, chiefly Brazil, want these credits transferred to the Paris scheme, but doing so would flood that scheme with hot air credits that no longer correspond to real future reductions in emissions. Done well, international carbon markets could accelerate emissions cuts by drawing in private funds and helping money to flow faster to the cheapest opportunities. One analysis by the Environmental Defense Fund, an advocacy group, found that they might, in theory, reduce the cost of meeting climate targets by between 59% and 79%, assuming most countries participated. If financial gains were reinvested in further climate action, cumulative emissions cuts between 2020 and 2035 might be double those currently on the table in national pledges under the Paris Agreement. All this leaves a lot to do in 2020. Within the UN, technical work on carbon markets will resume in the new year, leading up to next year's meeting in Glasgow. Climate is also on the agenda at an EU-China summit scheduled for September. During his presidency, Barack Obama was able to work with China's president, Xi Jinping, and break the stalemate that had previously existed between the world's two largest emitters. With America set to pull out of the Paris Agreement in November, perhaps the European Union can step into that gap.